We want to invite your attention to the book of Matthew for just a few minutes. I want to share a couple of verses, and then we're going to hear some more from the choir. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carry a heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. Because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden I give you is light." Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. We want to just speak for a moment on the subject, learning in life. Learning in life. You may be seated. God, we thank you again for blessing us to be in the house of prayer. We ask that you would now speak to our hearts, speak to our minds. We thank you so much for this choir and what inspiration and joy they brought to our heart. We've had a revival this morning. God, and we thank you for all that you've done and all that you will do. Pray you'd make your word real to us now. Bless us by what we hear. And Lord, may we be changed as a result of hearing your word. We ask it in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all the believers said, amen. Amen. Life has many lessons. And sometimes those lessons come to us in the form of trouble or what we call struggle. For the first time, how many of y'all would agree that the struggle is real? What you do with the struggle is going to depend on the choices that you make, the decisions that drive your life. Jesus, being aware of the fact that the people that had been so blessed of God were now living with day-to-day struggles. In Palestine, it was taken over by the Romans, and the Romans had taxed them to the max. I didn't mean that to rhyme, but they were lacking food, they were lacking water, they were lacking freedom in what was called the land of promise. And it looked like the land had no promises because the struggle was real for them. The promise of this Messiah seemed to be something far off and something that would not happen, at least not in their lifetime. Some of you are struggling today with the issues that you face, the burdens that you have to carry. And one day the people in Palestine heard this man from Galilee. Not only was he speaking a word that they needed to hear, "Come unto me," he was conducting a health clinic everywhere he went. He would heal the sick, give sight to the blind. This man called Jesus was also sharing something with them that they needed to know, the kingdom of God. If you give me a few minutes, we'll be out of your way. By the way, those who needed food, they not only found a food bank, but they found in Jesus a picnic wherever they would go. Do we have any witnesses in the building? I remember my grandma used to say, "He'll put food on your table. Won't he do it?" The struggle was real, but God was also real. When Jesus said to them, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden," he was not just simply saying to them, "Come to me and I'll take away all your burdens." That's not what he said. And I want to just take you through a couple of things that are very important for us to learn today. Sometimes you can learn from life itself. If you admit that life is a struggle, then probably some of you have given into the fact that you're trying to live your life just to make ends meet. How many have been there? Time you get one bill, another one shows up. And some of them tell you they're late. Life is more than just making ends meet. You were not sent to this planet just to make a living, but to make a life. Some of you have said, well, I'm doing okay, and now I want to focus on what Maslow would call something a little bit higher on that scale. I'm not just living from day to day. I want to live a clean life. How many of you all would agree with that? Yeah. And that's where some would set the high water mark. They would say, well, I just want to live a good, clean life. Nothing wrong with that. But that's not what Jesus said. Because clean living can bring burdens all its own. When you want to do right, everybody else won't do wrong. When you want to be honest about something, people are looking at you and say, why you got to be all good as two shoes? Clean living comes with its burdens. And there were those who were listening to Jesus that they were burdened down and they were saying, I'm just trying to do the best I can. All I want to do is to do right. But then there was a third struggle that many of them faced. Not only were some of them in need of their necessities and looking at living a worthwhile life, but some of them were struggling with their faith. How do you be a Jew when everybody hates you? Those Jews were being persecuted because of their faith. You mention the word God in this generation that we're living in this culture that we're living in, and automatically you've turned everybody against you. The only time you can mention God is in church, and then you got to do it quietly. I wish somebody would say amen. You're struggling. You're trying to just make it, and then the struggle becomes so real. It becomes something that you are desperate, just trying to deal with life. Jesus speaks to us in these times, and he says to us, come to me. Right now, some of you are so burdened down that it shows on your face. One thing about worry, worry will show up. You can't hide it, and it'll show up, and it'll cause this thing called stress. It's one thing to have a storm on the outside, but when you got a storm on the inside, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You're in trouble. He comes to us and he says, come to me and I will give you rest. I can tell you that the human heart might seek many things, but the one thing we seek is just rest. Amen. Just to have peace of mind. I want to make a couple of things and then I'll move through my points very quickly. It is possible for you to have rest in your heart even with your struggle. Even in the midst of the storm, it does not stop God from being God. I heard somebody say he's a way maker. Somebody else said he's a burden bearer. And then a third person said, let me get in here. And I'm going to tell you that he can make a way out of no way. Won't he do it? Won't God do it? Won't God bless you? Yeah, he will. But you got to come to him. So what do you do when you're going through all these struggles, and what are you doing when you're going through all of these crises in life and you want to find some place to go, and you certainly don't want to go to anybody because anybody can't solve what you're facing? So what I want to help you with today is to not only tell you that your burdens can be lifted, but you can become a burden lifter. Y'all didn't catch that one. Let me move on. Maya Angelou said something that nothing will work until you do it. I like that. A lot of people are in what I call the spiritual welfare mentality. You go down and you fill out the application, everybody else is supposed to do something for you. Oh, did I step on somebody? I'm so sorry. But I also want to be careful with that. I want to be careful because we fed into this mentality that says that God helps those who help themselves. And you can be on the other end of the spectrum trying to play superhero. And many of you and I myself have been in a place where you talk about God helps those who help themselves. What if you can't help yourself? What if you don't have the energy? What if you don't have the desire? What if you don't have the power? Then what? That's why Jesus says, come to me. Come to me. But you got to take the action. No one can force you. You got to take the action. Here's the point. When you come to Christ, you come to learn. Not some quick fix. Just take it to Jesus and that's it. No, Jesus said, wait a minute, hold up. Hold up. And the reason for that is if you got to understand what caused the burden in the first place. Are y'all in the house? Some burdens are self-induced. You got yourself into it. Now you want God to lift a burden without teaching you. And here, when you leave his presence, you're just going to go back and get in the same thing. So it becomes a cycle of deliverance. Then set you free. Deliverance. We used to have a dog that every time you untied him, he'd run away. And my daddy came up with a wise thing. He said, now, I like the dog, but if he wants to run away, just let him run. But don't you know that dog came back because he got hungry? Oh, yes. You got to be willing to change. So here are three things, three quick things, then we're going to move on. Burdens are learning opportunities. They really are. And Jesus didn't say, just come to me, dump your burden, and then go. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and carrying a burden, and I will give you rest. In that process of giving you rest, you learn certain things about Christ that you didn't know, and you learn certain things about the burden itself that you didn't really know. Let me give you a couple of things that I feel is very important. Burdens are learning opportunities. Say that with me. Burdens are learning opportunities. You learn from them. You learn. Les Brown said you learn two things when you get a whooping. One lesson you learn is just let me go. Some battles ain't worth fighting, all right? But then he says another lesson you learn, just wait till I get back. I wasn't quite prepared for that battle, and I endured it. And so you learn some things from these burdens that you face. What if you came to Christ and he simply set you free? What then? What if Jesus told us that we were doing something to cause the burden? What then? What if Jesus said to us that our burden was designed to bring us to him? You'd never learn anything unless that burden had come in your life. Some of you are closer to God now than you've ever been, and it took a trouble, it took a trial. You didn't like it. Amen. You didn't enjoy it. But when you turned it over to God, when you got face to face with the Lord, you learned that, all right, I had to suffer to get here, but thank God. Thank God for my struggle. What if Jesus said to you that the burden would actually make you stronger? Now, I don't know how I'd do with 50 pounds. Probably not good. 50 pounds. You say, that's not a whole lot. Try carrying it for a great distance. But if the struggle is designed to help me to work out, to lift some weights, after a week or so of working out and lifting weights, guess what? 50 pounds ain't no problem now. Right? Some of you were hit with things early on in your life, and now you see other people who are getting blown away. They just do, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have new shoes. By the way, my cousin came a couple of weeks ago and had a blue suit and black shoes. I never knew that it was an issue. And now I'm saying to myself, I got to get me a pair of blue shoes. Frank messed me up. I will never wear those suits again without feeling some kind of way. Jesus said they're learning opportunities. What can you learn? Come here for just a little bit. If you don't learn anything else, even if the storm does not cease, you can learn to have rest and peace while the storm is going over. Let me give you one of Grandma's lessons, and I'm going to move on to my next point. Remember when storms would come and your grandma would tell you, sit down over there and be quiet. Oh, God is telling you when the storm is raging, don't you be, oh, my God, what? Oh, my God. Sit down and take a rest. Sit down and just be quiet. Because when you can't work, guess who is working? When you can't see your way, guess who is making a way? When you can't do it on your own, guess who comes in and he provides for you? Jesus said, come to me, and I will give you rest. You learn something when you're burdened. The second thing you learn is you learn from the perfect example. You're not just going to anyone. You're not going to the rabbi. Rabbis were good, but they weren't telling people what Jesus was saying to them. And what they were actually saying is, come to me and we'll do the ceremony. Right? Come to me and we'll pray for you. Jesus said, come to me. Let me teach you how to be humble. Notice the word, I am humble. Here is Almighty God being humble. Here is God Almighty saying to you and me, be humble and gentle at heart. That's not our culture. If you got it, you flash it. If you know it, you show it. If nobody else got what you got, you brag and strut your stuff. Jesus said, that ain't me. And if you want to be like me, stop acting like the world. Second time that your grandma would tell you, sit down, not only during a storm, but when you were acting up. They didn't say sit down and be quiet. They sit down and behave yourself. Are y'all still here? I want to say this because many people had to learn this the hard way. While you're going through your burden in life, until you become humble and you become broken, you're always going to feel like the saying to yourself, I don't deserve this. I'm going to preach a little bit about this next Sunday. I got to move on now. And when you get to the point where you're arguing with God what you don't deserve, you know what he says? Oh, they ain't learned yet. So he'll put a little bit more on you because he wants to get you to the point where you're broken. Where you're broken. You're just saying to God, I'm broken. I'm not saying anything else because I am broken. Tears streaming down your face, 2 o'clock in the morning. Now you're crying, and not because of the burden, but because of what you did to yourself while you had the burden. Don't you know you can make a mountain out of a molehill? Young people, so what if you got a pimple? So what if a zit comes up there? Guess what? It's gonna go away. Trust me, and life is more than just having these pimples, right? Oh, my God, I got a blemish. When life hits you the real way, you're going to be so glad to get back up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the perfect example. He's the perfect example. He could have complained, and he didn't allow things to get next to him, even though he had an agenda that no one else had. He had to save mankind, plus deal with the Romans, plus deal with the temple officials. He had to provide a way for you and me. He had to lay down God's law, the New Testament. And then that, therefore, he would say, my new commandment I give unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see, because in the Old Testament, people couldn't do it, but it was a whole list of laws. Now you got one, love ye one another. Awesome God, gracious Savior. Then thirdly, in your burden, you learn to be obedient. Obedience is the reward for learning. He said, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. I am humble, gentle, and you will find. Some of you are searching for the leprechaun that will give you gold at the end of the rainbow. All right, good luck on that. There's no leprechaun. There's no rabbit's foot. There's no gimmick. And when people send you an email, hey, you just won the foreign lottery. Okay. But is that going to take you through life? What if you had money and no God? I'd rather be empty pocket rather than empty hearted. But when I know that he's on the inside, working on the outside, I don't worry about my circumstances. Anytime you got somebody who can make food in a desert, he gave the children of Israel manna. I know he's going to take care of me. Are y'all still here? He says, you will find rest for your souls. Rest for your souls. Rest for your soul. How many of you all have ever gotten so worried and worked up and a problem just wouldn't go away? You would try going to sleep at night and about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, you're like Sheldon, huh? Hello? Hello? And you'd have all, by the way, that's, you know, TV, never mind. Get worked up over things that you can't change when God promises you rest for your weary soul. That's what we all seek. And if you don't have peace of mind on the inside, you'll never have peace in mind as you go through life, because you'll always be troubled, you'll always be burdened, you'll always be carrying around those cares. And Jesus says through Peter, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. So let me just give you a couple of closing points, then we're going to get out of the way. Here's something else that Maya Angelou said that might be helpful to you. Don't go around wearing two catcher's mitt. How many of y'all play baseball? Now imagine you out there and you're wearing two catcher's mitt. Now what's the problem with that? You need one hand to throw it back. Somehow in our culture, in our even our spiritual way of dealing with life, we want both hands to catch stuff with. When you need one hand to throw something back. Because when God blesses you, and when God blesses through you, he is not just going to give you just what you need. He's going to pour blessings upon you that your cup is going to run over. So you will need one hand to throw it back and say, here, here's some for you, here's some for you. I have learned from experience that people who have been burdened and gotten over their burden, they are better able and better capable to tell somebody else how to deal with the burden. If I'm going through something like Jamari went through, I want to talk to somebody who's been through it. And sometimes we have the audacity to tell people, I know what you're going, you don't know if you haven't been in my shoes. But this man called Jesus, he came to bear our burdens and our sorrows. He came to heal the sickness and the diseases. He came to help us through this thing called life, because you can't make it without the Lord. I wish you'd touch somebody and tell them you can't make it without the Lord. So you got to have one hand free, one hand free. And when you're not throwing stuff back, you got the other hand lifted up. Are you with me? Two things before we close today. You've got to look at the life from the standpoint of Christ. A lot of people think that God's over here, I'm right here. If I need him, I'll call him. Colossians brings out a concept that every one of us need to be aware of. When Christ, who is our life? Now, the Greeks had a philosophy or ideology when they would talk about Greek mythology. And one of the things that they talked about was Zoe. Zoe means the life of a god. You got these people called Hercules and all of these others who were allegedly, they had the life of God in them. But what man did as a mythology, you and I walk it in reality because we've got Jesus on the inside. When you open your heart to Jesus Christ and he washes you from your sin, he pours power into you, divine energy, the ability to keep on keeping on. Some of you have been burdened down, but you kept going. Some of you have been heartbroken, but you kept going. Now, I don't want to burst your bubble, but I just want to tell you, it wasn't you. It was God in you. You didn't do it because the Lord had to pick you up. God had to raise you back. God had to keep you going. And when you didn't want to go, he pushed you. How in the world can you hold your head up when you know you failed? Those that have gone through the prison system and gotten out of jail, now you can keep living like you're still in jail, or you can live like you've been set free. Because the way maker God is the one that gives you strength for troubled times. He gives you power to do what you cannot do for yourself. He's the one that lives in you. And if you know you got it, shout yes. Would have given up a long time ago. Would have threw in my hand. Matter of fact, I heard this on yesterday. He said, I was ready to throw in the towel. But God threw back the towel and told me, wipe your face. You still in the game. Look at somebody, tell them, wipe your face. You're still in the game. I've learned from my burdens. I can either do it my way or I can do it God's way. If I do it God's way, I know it's going to work out. He may not come when I want him to, but his own time. We look at this verse and we say he's a way maker. As a matter of fact, I've used it a couple of times. But Jesus said, wait a minute, I'm not just the way maker. I am the way. I am the truth. Just hear me a little while. Some of y'all are going to have people to lie on you for no reason at all. Can I get a witness here? Just flat out lie. Now you can spend all your life trying to fight a lie, or you can walk in the truth because Jesus is the truth. Guess what? When they lied on Jesus, he kept on going. Amen. When they talked about Jesus, he kept on going. I wish somebody would see what I'm saying. Don't worry about people who ain't going nowhere. Don't worry about people that all they got to do is put you down. As long as you know who lifted you up. As long as you know who holds your hand. Who is he? His name is Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. I'm so glad I'm alive. Look at your neighbor and tell her, I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm not dead. I'm alive. And the proof is in the fact that I got the life of God in me. When Superman would want to change from being Clark Kent, he'd go somewhere and he'd find himself a phone booth. Oh, and then in that phone booth, he'd make the change and out would come Superman. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you don't have to find your phone booth. Just find you someplace to kneel in prayer. And when you call on the name of Jesus, he'll give you power.
He'll give you grace. He'll give you mercy. Shout yes, somebody.
I'm done. Y'all come on, get ready to sing. Come on, get ready to sing. Come on, come on. I was weak, but now I'm strong. I was about to give up. As a matter of fact, I almost fainted. Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, yeah, he walks with me. He talks with me.
Don't miss your free lesson. Talking about your burden. Don't miss your lesson. That burden might be the very thing you need to tell you what you need to know about your great God that you serve. Don't get all messed up now. Cry if you have to. Wipe your eyes if you have to. But get back up and say, show me Jesus. Show me Jesus. He is the way. We're going to open the doors of the church if there be one today. I didn't mean to preach like that, but y'all just kind of mess with me today. Yeah. But when you got something to preach about, when you got this marvelous God who didn't allow life to just keep on beating up on you, but in your worst day, God said, take my hand. And you did. And that's what made all the difference in the world. To somebody that I'm pleading with right now, your Lord, your Christ says, take my hand. Life has you sinking, but I'll pick you up. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that I'm still learning, haven't graduated yet. Don't expect to graduate until I get to glory. And then the lesson will continue because it'll be at another level. But throughout eternity's ages, we will be beholding the face of God and being marveled by your glory, because you're just that good. Save the soul that needs to be saved today and deliver them unto yourself. I pray in Jesus' name. And all the people said, amen. Everybody stand while the invitation is given. The doors of the church are open. If you're not a church member, we would invite you to be a part of our fellowship. God bless you. Let me see.